Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Florida Marlins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chris Coughlin. Batting second. The first baseman, Gabby Sanchez. Batting third. The shortstop, Hanley Ramirez. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Cantu. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dan Uggla. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Cody Ross. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wes Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brett Hayes. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Cameron Maben. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Chris Volstad. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Juan Pierre. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Rios. Batting fourth. The DH, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark Coetzee. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carlos Quinton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Tehan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ramon Castro. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gavin Floyd. And now, play ball. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cantu hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Dan Uggla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Uggla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pierre bunts towards the mound. Volstad fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Uggla applying the tag. Two outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Rios takes first base on ball 4. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Konerko hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Rios moves to second. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coetzee hits a fly ball into center field. Maben settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ross strikes out. One out. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Helms strikes out. Two outs. Brett Hayes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maben strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Quinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ramon Castro is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Castro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Coughlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. Two outs. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tehan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Cantu is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cantu takes first base on ball four. Ramirez moves to second. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ugla is 0 for 1 in the game. Ugla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tehan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Cantu moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pierre is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierre hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Beckham. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Beckham steals second. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Beckham moves to third. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rios is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rios hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Beckham scores. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rios. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Rios steals second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Konerko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Konerko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Cody Ross batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Coatse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Hayes is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coatse scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Marlins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coetzee is 0-for-1 in the game. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Quinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Volstad fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tehan hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Coughlin. Tehan reaches second base with a double. Ramon Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-1 in the game. Castro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Tehan trying to get to home. Coughlin throws the ball into Hayes, who tags Tehan, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Maben is 0-for-1 in the game. Maben hits a fly ball into right field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Coughlin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Marlins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckham is hit by the pitch. Juan Pierre batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pierre is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierre hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanchez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pierre for the out. Beckham moves to second. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ugla reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rios is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rios hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a line drive towards first. Sanchez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tehan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cantu is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cantu hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ugla is 0-for-2 in the game. Ugla strikes out. Two outs. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Marlins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coetzee is 0 for 2 in the game. Coetzee strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quinton strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Tehan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tehan takes first base on ball 4. Ramon Castro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castro hits a fly ball into left field. Coughlin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett Hayes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Helms moves to second. 1 out. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maben is 0 for 2 in the game. Maben hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Helms scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Matt Thornton now pitching. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 0 for 3 in the game. Coughlin takes first base on ball 4. Maben moves to second. JJ Putz now pitching. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. 2 outs. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Marlins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Sanchez now pitching. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Beckham hits a line drive into left field. Coughlin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pierre is 0 for 3 in the game. Pierre hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coughlin. Pierre reaches second base with a double. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rios is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rios hits a fly ball into center field. Maben settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Sergio Santos now pitching. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cantu is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cantu hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ugla is 0 for 3 in the game. Ugla hits a fly ball into right field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ross is 0 for 3 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Rios settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Marlins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Reynel Pinto now pitching. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Konerko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kotze is 0-for-3 in the game. Kotze hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanchez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kotze for the out. Konerko moves to second. One out. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Quinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coughlin. Quinton reaches second base with a double. Konerko scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tehan hits a fly ball into left field. Coughlin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Nunez now pitching. Ramon Castro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Castro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castro hits a fly ball into center field. Maben settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Bobby Jenks now pitching. Brett Hayes is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Maben is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maben strikes out. Two outs. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Coughlin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenks fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Florida Marlins, 1. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.